Sophie Snail by Dick King Smith, Story 5, A Bad Bag. Sophie was walking round the garden wearing a pair of her mother's sunglasses. They were very dark glasses with a white frame. They made Sophie look like a panda. They made pink flowers look red and yellow flowers look golden and cabbages look blue. Sophie walked along the path that ran along the front of the house and peered in through the dining room window. Inside, everything looked very dark. The dining table, the chairs, the dresser with its rows of plates, the woodblock floor, usually the colour of milk chocolate, had turned to plain. But whatever in the world was that long shadowy thing lying on the floor? Yikes! Shouted Sophie. It's a dead body! And she galloped off down the path, through the back door and into the kitchen. Mum, she cried, there's a dead body on the dining room floor. A dead body, said her mother, busy stirring something. I hope not, Sophie. But you're right, there is a body on the dining room floor. Whose? Said Sophie in a strangled voice. And her mother turned from the cooker. Goodness me, she said, you look like a panda. Take those things off. No wonder you couldn't recognise your own father. In the dining room, Sophie's father lay flat on the hard woodblock floor, his arms by his sides, and stared gloomily at the ceiling. Sophie peeped around the door. Daddy? She said. Yes. Are you all right? No. What's the matter? My back hurts. I'm not surprised, said Sophie, lying on that hard, cold floor. If you want to have a rest, why don't you go to bed? Sophie's father sighed. It's not because I'm lying on the floor that my back hurts, he said. It's because my back hurts that I'm lying on the floor. Oh, said Sophie. She walked across the room and stood feet apart, hands on hips, staring down at her father's upturned face with a worried frown on her own. What have you done to your back? She said. I don't know, said her father in a grumpy voice. All I did was bend down to pick up a newspaper and something went click. And it hurt. It certainly did. Does it now? It's okay as long as I keep still and flat like this. It's the best thing to do, they say, but it's pretty boring. Sophie lay down beside her father, her arms by her sides, and stared thoughtfully at the ceiling. Would you like to play a game? She said. Not if there's any moving about in it. No, said Sophie, we can play I Spy. You'll only need to move your eyes. That won't hurt your back. Playing I Spy will take your mind off it. Oh, all right, said her father. You start. I spy, said Sophie, with my little eye, something beginning with S. Sophie's father swiveled his eyes around the room. There was a row of saucers on the dresser. Saucer, he said. No. He looked at the hanging light. Shade, he said. No. On the wall there were pictures. Seaside, he said. You mustn't cheat, Daddy, said Sophie severely. You can't see the side. It's miles and miles away. Yes, I can, in that picture. Oh, no, it's not that. I give up. You can't, said Sophie. You can't just give up. But I'll give you a hint if you like. Go on, then. Look above your head. Sophie's father stared upwards. All I can see is the ceiling, he said. I knew you'd get it, said Sophie, if you kept trying. Actually, Sophie, said her father, ceiling begins with a curly K. How silly of it, said Sophie. Well, then it doesn't count. It's my turn again. Half an hour later, Sophie's mother came in. Oh, I see you're being looked after, she said. Perhaps you'll be a nurse when you grow up, Sophie. You know I'm going to be a lady farmer. Go on, Daddy, it's your turn. What are you playing? Said her mother. We're playing I Spy, said Sophie. I'm winning. I think you've won, said her father hollowly. We've spied every single thing in the room. Why don't you run out in the garden now? Oh, no, said Sophie. It's much more fun playing with you. I know lots more games. I'll just go and get some things. And she plodded off. Sophie's mother smiled. "Poor old chap," she said, "you're a prisoner, you can't escape." "I don't know how much more play I can stand," said Sophie's father. "You'll just have to take it all lying down," said Sophie's mother. "The longer you can stay there, the better." And she went out just as Sophie returned with her arms full. She was carrying paper and pencils and draft boards and a box of drafts, a pack of cards and a set of happy families. "There," said Sophie, dumping them all beside her father. "That'll do for a start." "I can't play all those games," said her father desperately, "not when I'm lying flat." "You can hold things in your hands, can't you?" said Sophie.
"I suppose so."
"Right. Here's a pencil and paper, then. We'll begin with noughts and crosses."
At the end of a long, long morning, Sophie's mother came in again. Sophie was sitting cross-legged beside her father. On her face was a look of triumph.
"Please can I have Miss Bun the baker's daughter," she said, "and Master Bones the butcher's son?"
She pointed at the one remaining card.
"You," she said, "must be Dr. Dose the doctor."
Wearily, her father handed over Dr. Dose. His face wore a look of great suffering.
"Is it your back?" Sophie's mother said. "Is it worse?"
And Sophie's father moved his head from side to side on the floor.
"No," he said, "I haven't had time to think about it." "We've had lots of games," Sophie said. "I won nearly all of them."
"Go and wash your hands for lunch, Sophie," her mother said. And when Sophie had gone out,
"How are you going to manage? Can you eat down there? The doctor should be here soon. Hadn't you better stay there until he comes?"
"I am not staying 1 minute longer," said Sophie's father. Very carefully, he levered himself to his feet. Very gingerly, he took a couple of steps towards the door.
"It does feel better," he said in a tone of surprise. "I told you so, Daddy," said Sophie, coming back. "I told you playing games would take your mind off it."
In the middle of lunch, the doorbell rang. Sophie answered it. It was the doctor.
"Hello," she said. "Is your name Dose?"
"Dose," said the doctor. "No, it's MacDonald."
"Oh," said Sophie. "Well, come in anyway."
"What's this I hear?" said the doctor, coming into the dining room. "Trouble in this happy family. Done your back in, have you?"
"It feels a lot better now," said Sophie's father.
"Does it?" said the doctor. "Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. Before I even have a look at you, there's only one way to deal with the bad back."
"There is," said Sophie's father.
"Yes. The moment you finish lunch, you lie down flat on it, on this nice hard wooden floor, and you stay there the rest of the day." He turned to Sophie.
"You'll keep Daddy company, won't you?" he said. "Perhaps you could think of some games to play."
The end.